Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. The Queensland Government has announced new workplace entitlements for public sector workers in the state. They include 10 days of reproductive health leave for fertility treatment, endometriosis, vasectomies, as well as breast and prostate cancer screening. The government will also begin to pay superannuation to those on unpaid parental leave. Big rent hikes for the Wide Bay in the past 12 months, according to CoreLogic's rental market update. Here's CoreLogic's head of research, Eliza Owen.
Annual growth in rents is sitting at 7.9% in the year to April. And similar to what we've seen across Brisbane, the rate of increase in rent values is ramping up a little bit.
Maribyrnong's median weekly dwelling rent value is $485. That's an annual growth of 8.1%. Meanwhile, Griffith Uni's Professor of Economics, Chris Fleming, has ruled out a rate cut ahead of the RBA's announcement tomorrow, with a 50-50 chance of rates going up or staying put.
It's probably a 50-50 call of whether they stay the same or actually go up. Inflation is not coming down as quickly as they'd like. It's still above their target range, and the most recent quarterly data was probably a little bit higher than they were expecting.
Briefly, a mother and her 18-month-old missing from Maribyrnong have been found safe and sound, with police thanking the community for their assistance. We now know 80% of Queensland farmers have been victims of rural crime. It comes a month after a spate of Easter long weekend break-ins at farms across Wide Bay. The findings come from the University of England, which is conducting a national survey to understand the impact of crime. It says crims target farms across all of Queensland because they house expensive equipment. And a career highlight for Maribyrnong's homegrown star Bruce Revel, who made his debut for the Brisbane Lions on Saturday, coming away with a win.